Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
We're just a couple of days away from meaningful football. Thursday night it opens up. Time to talk football with Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. All right. Preseason is over.
Yep. So what?
Time to get into the grind of the regular season. Better team to do it against than the good old Chicago Bears, right?
Right. Season opener. It seems like they should be late in the season games, though, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I guess, you know, no time like the present to get on into the thing.
They've one got early, one late.
They've got a young star quarterback, and now they've got one of the top pass rushers in the NFL with Khalil Mack. So
let's talk about Khalil Mack. He's a game changer, right?
He is a game changer, yeah. If you don't know much about him, just pull up any Oakland highlights the last two seasons, and he's been a big factor in their success, definitely.
He's going to get a lot of action. They'll design the defense around him, correct? Because he's their guy.
Yeah, he'll definitely be their guy. And like I said, he's a young pass rusher, too, so we'll have to probably deal with him for years to come here. Now,
they said they hope to keep him up to speed so that he's ready to go Sunday night, but getting after the quarterback is, or whoever has the ball, how much speed do you need to be up to speed on that?
That's the easy part of the job. I think they're talking about terminologies and being an every down player. That might take a little bit of time just to get, you know, used to that task. But I guarantee you, second and long, third and long, down and distance like that, you're going to see him on the field trying to hold his will.
And now the Packers have to scheme for that as well. But we don't. We don't have a fullback on the team, Santana.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. You know, it's interesting to me how they always say, yeah, we got to run the ball more, we got to run the ball more. And then this last two seasons, it's been 8-9 wide receivers have made the final roster. No fullback, one or two running backs. I don't know how you are dedicated to running the ball more, and you don't even keep anybody in that position.
Well, but teams don't have fullbacks anymore, do they?
Ours doesn't.
Not so much. I mean, the NFL has been trending away from that.
Yeah, they've been going away a little bit, and there's some things you can do scheme-wise where you use a tight end in the backfield at times, you know. But, I mean, you just got to find a way. When the down and distance gets short, or goal line situations, your third and ones, your fourth and a half a yard, what are you going to do?
Right.
Now you start missing a fullback.
Right.
Or somebody
that's when you
really
need
create a hole.
A dump truck to pull in there and blow through everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we fell in love with tight ends. We kept four of them, and the story is we're going to line one of them up in the backfield when we need a fullback.
Got it all figured out. We'll see how it works.
We'll hope for the best.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of time to criticize. We have 17 weeks in a row to criticize. And the first time we don't get a first down in a critical situation because our running back got stuffed or the tight end missed the block, we'll all go crazy. That's what we do.
Well, you know, if they had a fullback.
Right.
Hand it to DeShone Kizer.
Let him
earn some keep.
Were you surprised that Brett Hundley was traded to Seattle?
Well, I kind of saw the writing on the wall when we got Kizer from Cleveland that a decision had to be made. That's because you usually only keep one of those young guys. So they're both are very similar in stature and time in the league and things like that. So I figured one of the two would be gone this year.
All right, so looking around the league, who are your favorites to be playoff or Super Bowl contenders? We haven't played a regular season. I'm already looking for your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, hadn't played a down yet. You know what? I still think Philadelphia was a year ahead in what they did last year. So I look for them to have some say by the end of the year. And they did that with losing their star quarterback. I think they lost him in November around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz went down around Thanksgiving, around the holiday. I know that for sure. And they were still able to make that push and get into the to the Super Bowl and win it. So I look for them to do some special things this year. I think the L.A. Rams, as crazy as it sounds and as new as their team is, they really shored up the defensive side of the ball, so I'm interested to see how much noise they make this year.
So after four preseason games of Mike Pettine's offense, or defense, I mean, how are things stacking up over there? Improvement over Dom Capers? Yes? No?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we'll have to see. I do think they did some good things in the preseason, but now that it's for real, let's really see how much, you know. Don Capers was more of a schemer. What I saw this year so far in preseason was more of a vanilla and rally type defense.
What does that mean?
I'm interested to see what happens once he gets into the regular season.
What do you mean by vanilla and rally?
Just real vanilla, not a lot of blitzing, not a lot of different schemes, not a lot of zone blitzing, which we're used to seeing from Dom Capers, meaning that you may drop some linemen or linebackers into a zone or a certain area, but you're still sending multiple guys as far as blitzing the other line of scrimmage. What I've seen so far was a lot more vanilla, down and distance, keep the guy in front of you, make the tackle. And which could be just him really getting used to personnel, knowing what he has to work with. So let's see how it plays out into the regular season. I'm interested to see what type of defense really gets on the field.
But he wasn't gonna show anything off in the preseason anyway, was he?
Not too much anything. Yeah, that is true. You know, scheme-wise, it used to be the third game of the preseason. We talked about this a little bit last week. You know, that's when you would kind of install a full game plan, just because you really wanted to see who in the locker room could and would study, be able to pick it up, be able to take care of the audibles and everything that comes with a full game package. But a lot of that isn't happening now because they want to keep so many players healthy and things like that, and they've got so many players on the roster. So it's going to be interesting to see a full game plan, how it goes in week one.
Well, in the preseason, did the Packer defense stop anyone once they crossed the 20-yard line? Or did they score every time?
I should have kept better records of that because you're right. We buried them for not stopping anybody in the red zone all season last year.
But it's preseason.
Wouldn't you like to see us?
Last
stop
year,
them?
Opposition completion percentage. Do you know what it was?
Inside the red zone, or
overall? No, just all over the whole field, all season long, all over the field. No. Packer opponents were completing 67.8% of their passes.
Is that high?
That's
compared
high
to the rest of the league.
That's high.
Yeah,
that's kind of high.
With
yeah
opponent passer ratings of 102.
That's high again,
that's
right?
That's high again.
That's high. Okay.
All right. So that's how we start.
All right. Well, if we can back it down from there, that'd be great. All right. Well, it all starts up Thursday night, a full slate on Sunday, and Sunday night with the Packer game, Santana.
Can't wait.
All right.
Football is back, right?
All right. Yeah. Get your chicken wings and your popcorn ready. It's going to be a
wings together, man.
Going to be a long day Sunday. Got some work ahead of us.
I love it. I love it. Bye-bye, honey, dude.
All right, we'll talk about it next Monday.
All right, fellas.
All right, Santana Dodson.